Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Yesterday, of course, we followed the terrible story of Jews being stabbed in Golders Green in the middle of London. And I spoke to somebody that I know who lives there. And more than that, he, in fact, lives right there. He is not able to chat to us this morning, but he sent us a recording last night of what happened during the day. James Marlowe is a broadcast journalist, a foreign and defense analyst. This is what he had to say.
Howard, we are speaking Wednesday evening after a very, very long, tiring day for me. I had my whole day planned. I took a late minyan this morning at one of the local synagogues. And as I walked out, went into a store next door, to a phone store it was actually, just arranging something for my phone because for my next trip abroad. Slowly walking down Golders Green Road in Northwest London. This is one of the main Jewish communities of Northwest London. Speaking to somebody over the telephone, little did I know that behind me, that's exactly when the incident kicked off. So you have this Islamist with a knife who started to chase some people out of the same synagogue that I had just come from a couple of minutes earlier. Now, I didn't know this was taking place. He then stabbed somebody on this particular road, which is called Highfield Road. He then turned left down Golders Green Road looking for anyone else. He found an elderly Jewish man at a bus stop and stabbed him, went straight for the neck, and then started to run down Golders Green Road, exactly the same route that I had taken. I was heading into my building, sat down, actually prepared something to eat. And then I heard a helicopter, which is kind of unusual, a few sirens. That's not unusual around this area because you have the police force from England and Wales. A lot of them, a lot of the officers have now descended upon Northwest London, in particular Golders Green, the Jewish area, because of what's been taking place over the last 4 weeks or so. And I had heard a helicopter that I thought was kind of unusual. So I went outside thinking that there was an accident on the main road, which is called the North Circular Road, and an ambulance helicopter was landing in the middle of the road. So that's always a good shot to get. And then slowly I saw about 20 police vehicles, some ambulances, NHS, local national health ambulances, Hatsala people over there. The whole area was all cordoned off by the police lines. A couple of people started to tell me what had taken place. I was looking directly at the suspect who had been taken down. As such, handcuffs were already on him. He wasn't moving, but he was being treated by the Hatsala Jewish paramedics. Now, this is very important because this is the same man, the Islamist, is the same man who obviously tried to kill as many Jewish people as possible, but yet you have Jewish religious paramedics who are treating him because that's their job. And this goes against everyone who had said, at least on the platforms, on social media, some of the people, of course, not everyone, but some of those people who had actually said, what are the Jewish people doing with their own ambulances? Why are they looking after themselves? They have no right to do that. So Hatsala, as you know, and the Jewish ambulances, they're not just for the Jewish community. And this is a proof that here you have a would-be assassin of Jewish people who's being treated by the Jewish paramedics. Now, some people have raised the fact that they say, well, they saw him actually being loaded into an NHS ambulance. That's true. But if you look closely at the paramedics, at least one of them is wearing a kippah and the other person was the NHS ambulance person. So that was what took place. And of course, I was doing media interviews pretty much the whole day with GB News and Sky and the Daily Express and Reuters and AP and various others. And I was naturally getting the same questions being asked. One of those questions is, how does the Jewish community feel? So this is something that has been expected for some time. In fact, actually, I have to tell you, Howard, that I'm surprised it has taken so long for these attacks to actually happen within the Jewish community. But nevertheless, we have been expecting it for some time. Of course, there is anxiety, there is concern, but nevertheless, we have a very, very well organized community. And this culprit, this attacker, this Islamist, this would-be murderer could have actually taken out many, many Jewish people and non-Jewish people as well. But yet it was actually the community, a couple of people in the cars, and you might have seen this on some of the video, a couple of people in cars shouting at people, watch out, look at him, get away from him. So they were bringing attention to the people, the local people. And I don't think you really see that in other communities, not just here in England or Scotland or Wales, but across Europe or the United States. People are out, get out of the way. They keep shtum. And then they get on with their own business. So here we are actually alerting other people as to what's taking place. So that's very, very important for you and for anyone listening to be able to do that. And then what did we see? We saw a lot of people who were obviously talking about leaving, moving to Israel or somewhere else, because they feel that the government is obviously saying the right things. That's the British government, of course, the Labour-led government by Sir Keir Starmer, but not really doing anything about it. And I can just cite one example, and that is that the EU and many other countries around the world, certainly Gulf Arab countries, they have prescribed the IRGC, the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps, but for some reason, the Labour Party does not want to do that. And I cannot understand why. We have spoken to the government many, many times. They promised that they will look into this, but they're just not doing it. And when you see these pro-Palestinian marchers who get away with some real anti-Jewish, anti-Israel rhetoric, it's vile, some of the things that are being said, and they're getting away with it. This makes them bolder. It makes them more energetic. It gives them more self-confidence. And it was inevitable that the next stage is literally what we're looking at right now. So where do we go to from here? Well, I don't know. Right now, it's late at night, as you know, Howard, here in London on Wednesday evening. And we are confined to our homes in this area. It's all been cordoned off. Nobody can actually walk up the road or down the road, come outside. So the synagogues have now all closed down, and we're not sure what the plan is tomorrow. Golders Green Road is still shut down. Forensics and the anti-terror squad are still in and around. My neighbour just brought out a number of coffees and some food for the police officers who are so bored. They're actually engaging some of the young kids into talking with them because they are obviously, their job is to make sure nobody's going to be walking up the road or down the road or coming out of their houses or buildings, and certainly making sure that all the synagogues around here are closed because it's a high alert area at this point. And that's it. That's all I can tell you at this point.